Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. Speaking of the planet that we call home, it's on fire. And the place where a fifth of our oxygen gets made is burning. And that is also where it consumes all our carbon dioxide, too. So Leo DiCaprio and some other activists launched an environmental organization called Earth Alliance just last month, and they've now made their first big donation. They're committing $5 million to help combat the wildfires that are raging right now in the Amazon. They are asking for donations as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that might have cleaned out their starter fund. Leo said 100% of your donation goes to partners who are working on the ground to protect the Amazon. Earth Alliance is committed to helping protect the natural world. We are deeply concerned about the ongoing crisis in the Amazon, which highlights the delicate balance of climate, biodiversity, and the well-being of indigenous peoples. The guy, I don't have the president of Brazil's name in front of me, but that guy was like, no, I'm not going to do anything about it because they want the farm area. And the world went, what? So I think the G7 just committed to some millions of dollars to fight it, but it's horrible. Have you seen some of the space shots of this?
I have.
It's insane. Like, the whole thing's on fire. It's so scary. So they're pledging $5 million in aid. On their website, this is the Earth Alliance. It says the Amazon rainforest is on fire with more than 9,000 wildfires scorching delicate, irreplaceable landscapes across Brazil this week. The destruction of the Amazon rainforest is rapidly releasing carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, destroying an ecosystem that absorbs millions of tons of carbon emissions every year and is one of the planet's best defenses against the climate crisis. So they're looking for donations. And I'm not seeing, it must be earthalliance.org or something.
Yeah, it is earthalliance.org.
Okay. Anyway.
Scary.
Not to start off with horrible news, but there's that.
It goes to, when I type in Earth Alliance, it goes to ealliance.org.
Oh, okay.
I was reading over the weekend that there's been a total of 70,000 fires there this year alone.
Oh my God. And supposedly it's like they have a dry season and we're in it. Although they said some rain fell recently, so they were psyched about that, but this is their dry time or something.
Wow.
Does the Southern Hemisphere have winter when we have summer?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know that their winter is recognizable.
Right. They are sort of close to the equator.
Right.
Anyway, that's going on.
I don't think they have a fall and a...
They don't have a nice spring
I don't
and
think
a nice
they have,
fall.
I don't think they have the same
just
type
basically
of,
a jungle.
No. Right.
It's in the tropics. Let's see here. Forbes and their lists. I love them. I've got the highest paid actresses. You want to take a run at this?
Well, you just saw her movie last night or the night before. Brie...
She is not in the top 10.
Okay.
Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Right? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, think superheroes.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo.
Number one.
Number one.
Right.
$56 million.
She just made her standalone movie.
Yeah. Is that, when is that? Is that out? Is that
no,
coming out?
No, it's not out.
I'm not seeing a date on that, but they are basically saying playing Black Widow has been incredibly lucrative for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't had giant parts in these movies. Like the
She very, has.
The, oh, she has?
She's been great
yeah,
in
the
these
few
movies.
Pieces I've seen. I saw her in one, like early on, it felt
the
like.
Avengers, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, she's been great.
Yeah.
And her parts are really. She does the fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like she's, I mean, I know she has a stunt double, sure. But she's good. She's, you buy it. I buy it, I mean.
May
I don't
first.
Know what you do. Sorry.
I'm sure I'd buy it.
No, I know, but you know, when you speak, you buy it. No, sorry, I'm not speaking for you. I'm speaking for me.
You can speak
I buy
for me.
It.
It's totally fine.
I buy it. I like her. Yeah, she's good, right? Mm-hmm.
She looks right.
One of my favorite moments. I don't know if it was. It must have been in an Iron Man movie when he meets her for the first time and she's sort of fighting as him. He goes, "I want one," and Pepper Potts says, "No."
Yeah, that's exactly how they're cute together.
They are so cute. I love both of them anyway. I love Gwyneth. I don't love everything she says, but she's just so freaking funny. The whole goop thing just cracks me up. Like, here's an egg for your woo-ha.
Well.
Okay. But she's great in movies, and she's particularly great in that part. Like, mm-hmm. they have a really great chemistry, the two of them.
Well, that's... And Scarlett also, there are scenes where there's more emotion than you'd expect from a superhero movie.
Oh.
And she's good enough to pull those scenes where another, you know, musclehead lady might not pull it.
Right.
The acting. She's
actually a great actress.
Right.
All right. At number 10. So this is the Forbes list of highest paid actresses for the past year. Ellen Pompeo is on the list.
I don't know her.
Grey's Anatomy.
What?
The main chick from
Grey's
Anatomy.
I feel like
Anatomy.
That's the only thing she's ever done.
And right? What else does she doesn't need to do anything else? She made $22 million doing that.
Dang.
You know, I wonder if some of that's like syndication or she gets a little piece of the pie like as a producer or something. That show has been on forever.
So it's still on?
I guess so.
All right.
I mean, if she made $22 million, unless they just sold syndication rights or something, I think it's still on.
All right.
Did they announce?
I've never even seen an episode of
Me
that.
Me neither.
I've seen like two or three episodes. That's where Sandra Oh comes from.
Well, and then they had a spinoff. I think it's still on. It just says episode's first date is 2005, and it doesn't give a date for when it ended. So
that's a long ass time.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's great. Charlize Theron, the most beautiful girl in the world.
She sure is.
She's number 9. She made $23 million. I don't even know what she did last year.
She did that movie with Judd...
Seth Rogen. Yeah. Is it a Judd Apatow movie?
I don't know if it is, but that's where the name mix-up comes from. No, it's fine. It's completely unbelievable, and yet I watched it from start to finish.
Oh, you liked it?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I said it's fine. If it's...
But for you to watch something start to finish, you're the guy that will jump off. So it had to be pretty good. Had to be at least engaging.
You have to remember, though, certain times when a movie gets started at my house, on the other end of it is, you know what time. So I'll be willing to sit on the couch and wait because I'm staying up for sex.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay.
But she's going to fall asleep during the movie.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know what I get to do at the end of this movie is I get to make sex. So I'm going to wait for whatever.
I will sit through any piece of dreck
no,
you put on
it's
here.
Not. I'm not trying to say it's terrible. I'm just trying to remind you all that, like, for me to sit through it, there's sometimes on the other end something that
some
I'm inspired
payoff,
by. Right.
Right.
So,
because
I probably would have turned my iPad on and done anything else.
Right.
Because it's wholly unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's like a loser writer guy who's been fired because he has morals and values and doesn't want to, you know, for the man. Uh-huh. I'm not doing it for the man. And she was his babysitter when they were kids. That's how they know each other. And she's the Secretary of State.
Oh, of course she is.
She's someone big who may or may not run for president.
Oh, well.
And they have a moment, and that's the movie starts there.
Oh.
Whether I don't want to give anything away.
I know. I should watch that. It seems like it's right up my alley. I love both of them. And she's actually funny. Like, she weirdly, like, her arc on Arrested Development was so, like, out of character for her. Like, she was so funny.
They're both likable. And so the movie's fine. I sat through it, and it was fine.
It didn't kill you.
It didn't.
Margot Robbie's number 8 on the Forbes list. She earned $23.5 million last year. Elizabeth Moss, that's the Handmaid's Tale chick.
Yeah.
She made $24 million. I'm seeing her popping up in other movies as well as the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
like
she's got a lot of stuff coming up.
I keep seeing her like, and Elizabeth Moss.
If she doesn't win an Oscar in her lifetime.
Oh, she's got to. I'm with you.
She's robbed.
She is just so talented. Like, they spend so much time in The Handmaid's Tale just focusing the camera on a close-up of her face and you watch the emotions run across it, and you buy every bit of it, and the tear wells up or falls, or her face, she's angry, and you just see the eye tick, and I mean, she's just amazing. Kaley Cuoco, Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. She made $25 million. She's good for her sixth place. I guess maybe this is the last year she's in the top 10.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're going to get.
Commercials.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Does it Priceline or something? Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe she'll start getting movie roles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it could happen. Jennifer Aniston made $28 million for fifth place. Is that just Friends money? What is that? She was in like a...
It could very well be.
I don't know what else she did.
Didn't she do another Adam Sandler movie? Didn't she do movies with him?
Oh, I do know. Yes, she did the Netflix movie about those two as a couple.
So there's a few mil right
they
there.
They end up on a boat. I fell off after that. Mm. It wasn't good.
Nicole Kidman made $34 million.
You know where I fell off of that movie?
Oh, where?
The scene is him shaving, and the next scene he walks out with a beard on, and you're like...
Oh, you've said
that
before.
They're not even trying.
No continuity.
Where's the continuity person?
They're not even trying.
Murder mystery.
That's it.
Oh, I should probably watch that. Or not. Reese Witherspoon made $35 million. So she and Nicole Kidman are both doing, they have producer credits on Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much money comes out of that to HBO show, but clearly enough. Although Reese has a show that's starting with Jennifer Aniston, where they play morning news people.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember who the dude. Oh, it's Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that's going to be pretty good.
It looks good.
Sofia Vergara made $44 million for second place, and ScarJo was number one with $56 million. Scarlett Johansson. Together, these 10 women made a combined $314 million, which is 69% more than last year's top 10, but still far less than the top 10 actors who earned almost twice that, just a hair under $6 million in the past year. So congratulations, ladies. I'll end on a sad note. Eddie Money is in the news today. He is battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. He's got a show on Access TV, the AXS TV. It's come up a couple times. Mm-hmm. It's called Real Money. He says, I thought I was going in for a checkup, and the doctor told me I have cancer.
Yikes.
We found out I had cancer, and it was stage 4. It was my liver, my lymph nodes, a little bit in my stomach. It hit me really, really hard. You know, they're mentioning all these other places and not his esophagus here, but it must be the stomach thing, right? Mm. He says, I want people to know not everybody dies from cancer like they did in the 50s and 60s. Am I going to live a long time? Who knows? It's in God's hands. But you know what? I'll take every day I can get. Every day above ground is a good day.
You betcha.
In July, he canceled his summer tour after he got pneumonia while recovering from heart valve surgery.
Aye.
The heart condition was not related, but I assume that that's where they, you know, you start going to the doctor all the time, they find stuff.
Or they just tell you, you're doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next year, Sarah.
Yep, see you then.
Way to take care of yourself.
See you in a year.
You're doing fantastic.
Thank you. All right, that's going to do it for the 6 o'clock trash. I can't get out of this break fast enough. Anyway, what's coming up in the news?
Space crimes.
Oh, space crimes?
Space crime.
Just one.
Oh, just only one.
There's one.
Wow, we're getting started in space.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are looking for fall interns. Please contact us, won't you? If you are over 18, you can get college credit for it. This job pays now. You know, when Bryn worked here 10 years ago as an intern, that job didn't pay.
Yeah, it cost me money, actually.
Yeah. Hell yeah, of course it did. Internship, that's what internships used to do. You used to have to pay to work someplace. But now we pay you. The hours are terrible. You'll love it. Send an email, a cover letter, and a resume to uzette@radioalice.com. That's UZETTE@radioalice.com. Come work here. It's fun.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new, healthy you.
All right.
Got that number?
1-800-JUMPSTART?
No.
888-JUMPSTART?
855-JUMPSTART.
It's right there in front of me. I tried to do it without looking. 855-JUMPSTART.
Yes.
It's like an 800 number, but with 55.
Write that on your hand. Okay. Bring that home with you. Maybe give him a call.
Oh, what are you saying?
Schedule some appointments. See what's going on.
Rotten friend.
I'm not a rotten friend. I'm a good friend.
Start.
So, over the weekend, I'd been telling you heading into it that, thank you, that football was back.
Yeah.
Like,
is it,
college
is
football
it
actually began. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there were only a couple games, but I watched a little bit of one of them and wasn't really happy about it.
Yeah.
And then there was some continued preseason games. The 49ers won their preseason game, and Jimmy G looked excellent, unlike the first game where everyone was like, oh my God.
What happened?
He had a zero passer rating. Like, he can't even do that. But
you're
he did
a
it.
Passer. You get 1 point for that.
Zero. So anyway, they look good and they got a win. Good. And that's it's still preseason. But then, weirdly, out of nowhere, this guy, Andrew Luck, everybody knows him because he was the quarterback at Stanford.
Uh-huh.
So he was a dude
big
from around here.
Right.
He retired out from out of nowhere.
So he's like 29, too.
He's a young dude, but he's also a really smart dude who finished at Stanford before he moved on. So he's got an architectural engineering degree.
And he's...
And is someone that's interested in that. So
and has had a lot of injuries.
He has. He had a shoulder injury that kept him out for most of... all of one season. Look, when these guys get drafted, these number one draft picks, they usually go to a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
And so often they spend their first couple years running for their life because they don't have a decent team around them. And nobody, Derek Carr from the Raiders.
Yeah.
His brother, who came out first mm-hmm. before him, I can't think of the kid's name. Eric Carr, who went to the Texans, was sacked more times than any quarterback in the history of the world.
Oh, God.
And his career was over.
Mm.
He'd gotten the living crap kicked out of him and never became who he might have been.
Right, if he'd had a decent pocket.
But that's the way that works. That's
David,
the way.
David Carr.
Well, it's,
anyway, so Andrew
Luck. You know what was funny is it was on. We're all sitting in the living room, and they just have football on now. So ESPN's on, and I go, Andrew Luck's retiring? And the whole room just went. Like, and then that was all we talked about for the rest of the day. So that was
one of
fun.
The things I saw was that if you go to Vegas odds, the Colts had been picked to win their division
right. And
do something.
Right.
They put a team around this kid. And he was supposed to be healthy. He had a good year last year. So they were picked to do well. And suddenly, when he announces retirement, they go from winning their division to last place in their division.
Do they have someone that's going to slide
Yeah,
in?
But they're not. That's not. He's nowhere near as good as Andrew Luck.
Something this morning about there was a chance that the NFL was going to fight him for his signing bonus or something, but they've decided just to let him.
Actually, from what I heard, he announced his retirement early enough that he saved the Colts $22 million.
Oh.
Like he
maybe
could,
that's why they're letting
there's
him
a route
it.
He no, he's not getting to keep it. So no. he there's a route he would have could have gone where he would have gone on injured reserve and I still want to play. I'm going to try my hardest. Mm. And then had he past a certain deadline, they would have owed him $22 million more than they did.
It was something about his signing bonus that he. Yeah, I'm sure he did save the money by retiring now.
I don't know about
starts.
The signing bonus then.
Yeah, there was something where they were. I heard it on the. You know, your friend Stan Bunger or whoever is over there doing the sports.
My colleague Stan.
Sorry, the ANN
I mean, we are
network.
Friends too, but
it wasn't Stan though. Who's the other guy? The one that we always see in the garage.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve Bitker. Must have been him.
Yeah, he's a sports guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever the sports guy is, he was reporting it.
You've only been here 20
seconds. I know. I just can't.
On.
I don't know everybody's name.
We're in the hallway with these guys every day.
I do. I just couldn't pull it out of my ass.
They carpool together too, right?
So. Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah. It's adorable.
And you listen to that
I
station
do.
Daily.
In
I
the
know.
Bathroom every day.
And in my car. I mean, I listen on the way in. I just couldn't pull his name out.
All right. Well, anyway, the bottom line is this kid is...
Another one of your associates.
Tapping out early.
Yeah.
So... Best of luck.
Well, good
in your
for
life.
Him. I mean, honestly, nothing good can come of staying in if you're injured all the time. You know, you're going to wind up just regretting it in
well,
your
and he's
old
got,
age.
He's made a lot of money.
Sure. And he's a smart dude, like mm-hmm. you said.
He's got something to fall back on. Sure. He actually finished his college career, so he should be fine.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you are Andrew Luck and you walk into some firm and say, I'd like to... I don't know what.
Maybe starts his own firm then.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not going to go work for the man. I am the man.
So you're Andrew Luck all the time, huh?
So tell me what it was like being you back then. When
Can
you
we
cool.
Go in the parking lot and have a catch? Yeah, play a little ball?
Net worth?
What's his net worth? It's $100 million.
Yep.
Is it?
No. 97 mil.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's a dude who came out first. I think he was a first draft round draft pick or first pick.
Oh, he was like a first.
They got
the first
him.
Guy.
He's the guy who came in and they went, Peyton Manning, have a good one. Mm. We got a new guy. Bye. Peyton Manning wasn't looking good. He was old.
Yeah.
They got the.
Well, this guy's getting out young. I wonder if this will be like one of those. You know, there's a rumor that Gronk is going to come back now.
Well.
Already. He just retired.
Yeah, but that was a rumor for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he's probably thought he had a lot of options and then went, wrestling? That's all I'm going to get to do is wrestling?
I'm not doing that.
If I'm going to fight for a living, I might as well go play ball and get another Super Bowl. Right?
And isn't he like 29 too?
He's a young dude.
Yeah.
But he's had head injuries.
Yes.
He's had arm injuries.
Yeah, I was surprised. Back. It was some, like, I don't know, some tight end or something on the Pats was saying he's going to come back. Mm. Like,
he's 30.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Space crimes.
Oh, space crime. Crime.
No, space crime. Darn it.
So there's been a crime in space, you're telling me? All the years we've been in space.
I can't even get my own bits right.
God. Do it again. Start over.
Space crime.
I'm intrigued.
Where is Space Ghost when you need him? Does he fight crime up there?
I don't know. Space Ghost.
Anybody know?
I don't remember what Space Ghost's
I
deal
don't know
was.
Who Space Ghost is?
All right.
Oh, he was like a ghost from space.
I know, but I think he's up there fighting crime. Anyway.
Vaughn knows.
Vaughn knows?
Vaughn, get in here and tell us who Space
the
Ghost
space
was.
Okay.
Check it out.
By the way, I went to iTunes to buy Vaughn's record.
Yeah.
You can't buy it on
what?
iTunes.
You can't buy your record on
There's
iTunes?
There's one song that the...
Beauty?
Pyramids. Beach.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I want the whole record. What am I doing
he
wrong?
He said Pyramids isn't even on that record.
It's not on the record.
So what's going on?
I don't know.
What the hell's your record?
iTunes. I don't know. I'm going to contact the distributor today to find out why it's not on iTunes and Apple and all that. But it is on Amazon. It's on everywhere else.
All right.
But I don't know if he's an Apple guy. So
yeah,
I
mean, I
got to
get. I got a collection. I want to put you
sure.
in there. I was
exactly.
going to
got to get it
pay
in your library.
Anyway,
Space Ghost.
Yeah, Space Ghost. Space Ghost Coast to Coast is a, I don't know if he's a ghost, but he's like a superhero type person wearing an all-white uniform who has his little team of people who talk about space things.
So he doesn't fight crime?
Not exactly.
Ah, I thought
he's just more
crime.
So of a, I don't
but
know.
But he's just into, he's like a space enthusiast. He sits around with like a group of nerds and talks about
go.
Space stuff.
Space enthusiast. He's like a praying mantis person.
What does that mean? He eats his young? I don't understand.
I have ruined my own bit. I can't do this for the...
I don't know.
Can I start over?
Yeah, we're going to start
thank
over.
You, Vaughn.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thanks. All right, here we go, everybody.
Space crime. Where's the thing?
Oh, he didn't have it ready. Do it again.
Oh,
we're never going to see
it.
Just
I just
got to
read this. Nah, it doesn't matter.
Intriguing.
You can take
I
it
can't
back.
Wait to hear.
Just don't even.
Space
There's
Coast
a NASA
Coast.
Astronaut named Anne McLean who recently... was up in the International Space Station on a mission.
All right.
Anne McLean.
Is she the one who got to do the spacewalk when the other lady couldn't fit into the outfit?
While she was up there, she was in the middle of a divorce from her estranged wife, Summer Warden.
Oh. So Summer and Anne are in the middle of a divorce, and she's like, I am going into space to get away from you.
Right. And Summer says Anne illegally accessed her bank account from the International Space Station.
What?
That's identity theft.
Wait, Anne stole Summer's identity while she was on the space station?
Meaning this could be the first crime ever committed in space.
Well, but what'd she do with it?
Anne says.
Up in space.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, that's a good defense.
that's where you start, right?
I didn't do that.
What are you talking about? I was in outer space for crying out loud. The U.S. does have plans in place for crimes committed in space. It's not like international waters or something where anything goes. So Anne's going to be facing regular criminal charges here on Earth if she's charged. No charges have been presented yet.
Well, but, you know, with a, you know, her "no, I didn't" defense, I'm sure that she'll she'll skate on those. I just don't understand what you're going to do with someone's identity when you're on the ISS.
This story.
Was she moving funds around?
She was stealing money from her. This story has lesbian divorce in
it. It's freaking awesome. Space.
The International Space Station. Who knew anyone was daring identity enough to go up there anymore?
Thievery.
That bucket
theft
of bolt.
Yeah, this is the music we got to play when we do space
stories. Oh, there's the guy.
Oh, look, he is fighting. Like, they're throwing fire bombs at him, for God's sake.
And there's a spaceship.
Just blew him up with a laser beam. Oh, now there's
Ant the praying mantis guy. Okay, sorry, you're not watching this. You're in your car, but there's a space ghost cartoon.
I remember Space Ghost, but I don't remember what his deal was, you know?
I don't think I watched it because I clearly don't know what's going on.
I'll put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
All right, thank
please
you.
Do. Let people enjoy people Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
During their lunch
Vaughn.
Break.
Vaughn's like, I don't know, something about praying mantises.
Well, there was one there. I just saw a guy.
But he's fighting them. He's not a praying mantis. I was very confused.
Look at him flying right there. There he is.
Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
He's like a Batman Superman hybrid.
Yeah.
Well, and a Robin, too, because he's got the yellow cape.
Oh, God.
You know, he's like all things to everyone.
That's one of my favorite parts of the Spider-Man cartoon is when he's like, I'm get rid of that cape. It's disrespectful. Because he was trying to wear a cape for the...
Yeah, for his superhero outfit.
Oh, you watched that one,
I did, yeah. It's good. God, really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Which one is that?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Check that out if you haven't.
Yeah.
Now there's something to watch.
Yeah.
You shouldn't watch the Judd Apatow, Cheryl Teagues movie.
Cheryl Teagues.
And I'm the one who gets crap. All right. I see how it goes.
We all get crap around here, don't
we? That is true. It seems like that's all we do is throw that at each other. Mm-hmm. We're like a bunch of monkeys.
A group of three women and their three children went into a baby store in Middletown, New Jersey last week.
All right.
You've been to a baby store, right?
Sure. Like, you know, where they sell cribs and booties and stuff?
Yeah.
Like a boutique-y kind of one? Or
I don't
like
know.
Babies R Us?
The babies. Well, what's the one I've been to? It's over in... It's off Almaden. It's right by Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like babies...
Is it Bye Bye Baby?
Bye Bye Baby!
Oh, is it a big...
God,
is it big?
I owe you $10 now!
Yeah,
this guy's
right.
Pulling it out all over the place.
I think he looked it up.
No, I go to Bye Bye Baby.
You do?
Yeah,
and
I have
a baby. It's a chain, you're saying?
Yeah,
and
it's like a Babies R Us kind of thing.
But as big as Babies R Us? Babies R Us are
huge.
It's a baby warehouse.
It's Bed Bath & Beyond for babies.
Oh!
It's
is there
gigantic.
That much stuff?
Yeah, there's tons.
They're only babies for a while. I guess they got to get you for as much as they can.
You can't imagine
you know?
How many strollers there are and how many car seats there are. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, these three women and their three children go into a baby store in Middletown, New Jersey last week. Two of the women distracted the employee while the other woman made off with the stroller. Mm. They all left the store, but unfortunately, one of them left their kids behind by accident.
Oh.
They had to go back. Oh, no.
We forgot to put the kid in the stroller we were
missing
stealing.
Missing the kid, and we got to go back. No. 23-year-old Marianne Cash and 20-year-old Nan McCarthy were arrested for shoplifting and conspiracy. The other woman said, screw you, I'm not going back there.
Yeah,
I got my kid and my stroller. Bye, bitches.
Bitch, bye, follow.
Right. Cops said, the women are both from England.
Oh.
And the stroller they stole was from a British company.
Oh. That's...
I don't know what the... Why
what the
they
English
care,
connection is, right. Mm. Well, you can't even get these in England.
Anyway, they're in trouble.
I say we nick it. All right. I'll cause a distraction. You take it. Get it and run.
It's pretty good. Thanks. I feel like I was there.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, they forgot Pippi.
Longstocking.
And now they have to turn around.
Which, of course, is what her name was. Pippi. What a cute name, Pippi. Is that the name of the sister? Oh, sorry.
No. The sister of who?
Kate Middleton. Pippi Middleton?
Pippa.
Pippa. Yeah. Right. Jesus.
You're the one
Peppa
that's
Pig.
Into that stuff.
Peppa.
No, Pippa.
Jesus.
A 62-year-old woman named Mary Westerland was pulled over for drunk driving on Monday night near her home in the Villages. This was last week. They say this is a notorious retirement community.
The Villages?
The Villages. Do you know it?
I don't. And where did you say this is?
I think it's in Florida.
Okay. The Villages in Florida.
This is the Villages in Florida. It's apparently a notorious retirement community.
Notorious in that they have a lot of chlamydia?
They party a lot.
Oh, okay. Because you hear about that. It's rampant.
Yes. This is, I think, where one of those stories comes
from. When you're 70, you're like, give me herpes. I don't even care.
Mary asked the cop if he wanted to bet the over-under on her blood alcohol level.
Oh.
So she thought this was hysterical. She said they could bet a quarter because, you know, she figured it's really more about the game than it is about the pay. Mm. She guessed she'd hit 0.19, which is more than twice the legal limit, by the way.
That's a lot. That's wasted.
Apparently, her last DUI... she blew a 0.17, so she had some idea what that felt like and figured she's a little higher.
So she was just going out to try to beat her old record.
Apparently, having fun with her arrest.
Yeah.
Good times.
Shouldn't people stay at retirement homes? If they...
She was way off, though. She blew a 0.22 and was charged with drunk driving and resisting arrest when she said, get off of me!
Hit him with her big oversized purse.
Her pocketbook.
Yeah, pocketbook, right.
Purse.
Sorry. My mistake.
Get your old... And you make them.
I know.
Get your old lady references right.
I don't make pocketbooks. I should start making pocketbooks.
Hand me my pocketbook, dear.
Yes, it's the big blue one with an applique flower on the front. Yes. It's a little bit fuzzy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Grey's Anatomy is still on and still great.
Oh.
So Ellen
still
Pompeo.
Great. Yeah, $22 million.
Racking it up.
10th place, highest.
Congratulations,
woman.
Ellen Pompeo. For quietly being one of the highest earning female actors.
Yeah.
Actress, whatever.
Actors is fine. Is that the Grey's Anatomy music?
Yes.
I don't recognize that at all. Like, it's been on for 15 years or 14 years. Oh. It's crazy.
Why do I feel like I see a monkey spinning like a,
right.
a handle?
And then the pop goes the weasel box. Thing right. is going to happen. Round and round the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. That's the way the story goes. Pop goes the weasel.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
Is
Thanks.
That song?
Something like
For
that.
Real?
No, I mean, it doesn't. It's not to this music or
but
anything.
The monkey chases a weasel?
Yeah, isn't that it? Run around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. That's the way the...
We just heard it recently, whoever did that on Jimmy Fallon. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It
was Alicia Cara.
Oh,
Alicia Cara.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Really? Well, first of all, Big Brother, obviously. We need to talk about that. Maria from Napa, who's our consultant. She's part of the ANN.
I hate the way these two. I'm not a fan of the two that I'm referencing, but they've played the last week terribly, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk about that, and then I'm going to tell you about Disney Plus and how it's going to. Because this is coming, and then some stuff from Disney's D23 Expo. There's a bunch of Disney stuff and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.